From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Okay, welcome everybody to this week's episode of Beers with the Brewers, recorded at the Land Grant Brewing Company Tap Room. This is the January 16 episode.
Sure is.
What's going on, Walt?
Top of the morning to you.
We got Chris Helderman on the podcast today.
Hello.
Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
Adam Benner.
Oh, hello.
I'm
Full
Mark.
House.
Full house today. This is good.
Actually, plus one on the normal podcast.
Yeah, a lot of times we just have four, so... Today, talking about Quadra Hopic IPA version 201. This will be coming out in the tap room also on Thursday, January 16th.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the first 201 of the year needed, I don't know, pew, 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 201.
It has it now.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Shoot your pistols off. That's what Chris was doing.
Like Pistol Pete.
Yeah. Finger guns.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
Keep it safe.
You know, this beer... Grapefruit,
a little bit stone fruit,
some pine, and some toast.
Mm-hmm. Those all sound pretty spot on to me.
Isn't smelling toast like a medical? Is that a medical malfunction?
Yeah, I think you're having a stroke.
Yeah.
They say that. Yeah.
I think with all five of us smelling, it's okay.
Yeah, you just want to confirm with someone else they smell it too.
So if five people are having strokes, it's fine.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I like this week. Nobody wants to talk.
We're off to a weird start.
I'm kind of tired, too.
All right.
Apologize up front if it's not the most lively episode. We are still probably had the big employee Christmas holiday after holiday party on Sunday night. So.
A great time.
Yeah, three-day recovery
period. And then Monday night with the late night halftime. I remember looking at the time at when... Halftime was still going on at 10:30 p.m. Monday night
for the LSU game,
national championship, and congratulations to the Bayou Bengals from
Joe Burrow.
Louisiana State University. Joe Burrow, a Land Grant school won. How about that?
Yeah,
a Land Grant school was guaranteed to win.
Yeah, Land Grant Tigers. Clemson.
Yes, so I think what do we got? Some NFL and then Super Bowl and then nothing until the Masters, except for March Madness. But
funny you mentioned the Super Bowl. You know, that's coming up on I think it's February 2nd?
Sometime on a Sunday.
Yeah. And we're going to be running a special here for all your carryout beer needs, whether that's going to be some cans, a keg, some mixed six pack for your Super Bowl party. You can pick up some carryout beer and get a little bit of a special on a meat sweats. From Ray Ray's to also take to your Super Bowl party or just consume yourself and you don't have to share any of that if you don't want to. But
you don't have to do anything you don't want to, Walt.
Yeah, do whatever you want, everybody. But yeah, we got some fun things going on around the tap room. Euchre is fully activated for the winter season.
Been great turnouts for that so far.
Yeah, it's going to be our third week of play coming up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think first week we had 9 people show up for the wait list. 2 got in. Last week we had 6 people show up for the wait list, and 3 more got in. So if you're still trying to get into Euchre League, please at least turn out and give it a shot. At least you can have a couple beers and a piece of pizza.
If you're in the building, there's a chance you can play.
That's true.
If you're not
in the
building, you're definitely not going to play.
Yeah, so we can't call you real quick.
So come on down Monday night. Try your hand at Euchre. No pun intended there. So Euchre's Monday night.
This was still on Instagram Live. Yeah. Everyone would just see
shaking
the head. That's a lot of pressure.
Man.
I feel like I'm still feeling the pressure from Instagram Live thing. So Euchre's Monday night. And then Tuesday night, we now have trivia. Trivia Tuesdays at the tap room.
That was fun.
That's an alliterative event there. It just launched last week. We had a good turnout. We're going to keep it rolling.
First night was a blast.
Yeah. It's, Molly Martinez is our host. She's hilarious and entertaining.
Heart of gold.
Heart of gold for sure. Puts on a great trivia night. So that just started Tuesday.
How was it from a difficulty standpoint, Mark?
It was
pretty hard.
Some questions were difficult. Joe and I were at the table together with Lauren, and Joe and I just dominated on the music category. 10 out of 10. We got them all.
Okay.
So there's like five series of 10 questions, and she kind of tallies the results, lets you know what the real answer was and how your team placed, and a variety of topics. A variety of topics, and then also, I think it was good. Yeah, the questions, there were some hard ones. There were some
not as hard ones.
Gimmies.
That's right. Cool. I loved it. I thought it was a great time.
That's great.
Good pace. Wow.
Get your buds together. Get a team together. Come down and play trivia with us Tuesday nights at 7 to 8:30. Every Tuesday going forward. So, yeah, you got a new recurring event to hit up. And then Friday the 24th, that'll be next Friday, a week from tomorrow, our boy DJ Ender will be back for Dank Jams again. A little dance party in the tap room. If you feel like shaking your buns, come on down and have a beer and dance around a little bit with us. And then one last event to mention, February 2nd, I believe that's Super Bowl Sunday. Our boy T-Bone from The Fan is going to be down hosting a soccer viewing party.
That's cool.
We're going to be open early at 9 a.m. for the Burnley-Arsenal match, followed by the Tottenham-Man City match at 11:30. And there's going to be a special Bloody Mary featuring some Ray Ray's brisket, I think, is going to be in there. But I don't know. We got a special T-Bone recipe Bloody Mary happening that day. So that's going to be Sunday, February 2nd.
Getting that International House of Bone left anywhere? Are we hiding a keg that we don't know about in the back?
I think we've got some.
Let's do some digging before we confirm that.
We might have scrolled one away.
Maybe. That would be cool. Yeah. Have to check over the warehouse.
Well, just throw it on tap if we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I got from an event standpoint. If you like rock and roll music, our bartender, Jake Webb's band, is playing their album release show, along with our other bartender, Emma Swizgood's band, Mung Bean, at Rumba Cafe this Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be there. Big record release party.
You might have seen them at our anniversary party this year.
Yeah, so Fables is the name of the band. I don't know if I actually said that, but...
Killed it, too.
They had a good show.
I think they blew the headliner off the stage, as we say.
Yeah. And, I'll promote myself, too. I did the album artwork for the album, and it's very good. So there's that.
It's probably better than the music, is what I heard.
Ooh.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Whoa. I don't know if I agree with that
statement. He's right over there. You can go say that to his face if you want.
He's been pulled into this room for a question from a listener before. He could always get pulled in the room for a for a duel.
Full disclosure, I've not seen the artwork nor listened to the album. No. So
Jake does look like someone who would get into a duel. So there is that.
Yeah. So go check that out if you're looking for something fun to do Friday night other than going to the Land Grant Tap Room, or you could do both. It's a late show.
You got pregame somewhere. Yeah. The show doesn't start till 9 p.m. So yeah,
plenty of time to get an Uber or Lyft over there. Yeah, that's all I got. What's next? Beer?
Yes. Should
talk about the beer?
Yes.
It's called Beers with the Brewers.
That's exciting.
All.
This is the first iteration of Quadrahopic 201 for 2020.
Yeah.
Sophomore year.
Yep. Not a sophomore slump, I'll tell you that right now.
No, sir.
I like this one a lot. I feel like it's very different than the previous iterations, but that might just be my perception today, but I feel like it's got I don't know, there's something a little different about it, but I like it a lot.
Does it have that je ne sais quoi?
No, it doesn't. So, yeah, it's, as with all Quadrahopics, 6.7% ABV. This one registered at 40 IBUs. So the inspiration behind this was one of the first IPAs that I had, which was Commodore Perry. So that one, I believe, used Simcoe, Cascade, and Willamette. Simcoe and Cascade are good friends. But I kind of wanted to take that and put it in sort of a more contemporary, modern hoppy twist. So we added some Chinook for a nice sort of clean pine aspect to it, a little bit of grapefruit, and Azaka, which gives that really nice peachy kind of stone fruit. So it starts out, you get a bit of an apricot, and then it quickly shifts to citrus and grapefruit and kind of a piney. It's got a little bit of a bite, but I tend to like IPAs that have a little bit more snap in the winter. Not that this has been much of a winter, but yeah. When it's cold out, I like IPAs that a little bit more dank, a little bit more pine.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that weather. I'm not complaining as much this year. Normally, this time this year, most of my comments are about how shitty the weather is here in central Ohio. And it's 55 degrees here today on a Wednesday on the recording day. But I would agree that this beer does lend itself more to that winter style of an IPA that I'd be looking for. It has a little more going on with it than I think that pininess really comes through, and a lot comparing it to kind of almost its opposite, the Quad 103, right? Yeah. The summer one that had a lot more melon and really fit that time of the year. I think this really goes well with that winter that's approaching here coming this weekend.
Yeah, it was like pine and citrus in the winter. I don't know if it... When does citrus come out?
I think about now, right?
I feel like it always did, because I remember my grandparents always had it. They got like the Fruit of the Month Club or something. So they always had a bunch of citrus in the winter.
Yeah.
Just reminds me of that.
Orange is traditionally a traditional Christmas gift.
Right.
There you go.
Boy, it does get cold next week.
Oof. Yeah. It's like highs in the 20s next week.
Well, you get dust off those skis.
I'm going skiing next week, actually. Well, nice. End of next week. Going up to Michigan.
Cool.
But yeah. So.
If you were to.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
If you were to take these beers along, maybe a six pack of them, you're heading up to the ski lodge.
Not on the slopes, though, Walt, because that's very dangerous. Maybe after skiing.
We're talking apres here.
Of course.
A little apres ski.
All right. If we had a big day of skiing.
Yep, you're hitting the lodge.
You know, whether you're out west, you're up in Michigan, or you're just up the road at Mad River or Snow Trails.
And then you got to ask.
You know.
What are we asking, Adam?
Well, you got to ask how crushable it is, I think.
How crushable is it?
All right. We've had a big day of skiing. You're tired. Your thighs are burning a little bit.
You're not
thirsty.
You're passing up the high altitude beer in the Coors Banquet.
Yeah, you want something a little
opera ski beer.
Something a little more heft to it. I would say that this is a four crusher for me. 6.74. But I feel like every time we do a quadrohopic, I say it's a four, and then I adjust it to a five.
Four every time,
we're going to need a graph on everyone's quadrohopic rating, depending on the season.
I could go as high as five on a in the right circumstances.
Super Bowl Sunday,
it's a five.
Five crusher.
Post-skiing, it's a five.
Post-skiing, I'd say this is a six.
Regular day.
Go ahead, Chris.
I say four.
I'd say... Regular evening, three, Super Bowl Sunday, five. So we'll average that out to a four.
It's a four crusher.
Yeah, I'd agree. Three and under normal circumstances. Just happy that I finished skiing and escaped the angel of death, and we'll say five.
Yeah.
There you go.
That angel of death is
you gotta have something to toast to.
12-year-old kid on skis that is just bombing the hill.
Yeah.
And as you're... You're on your last run at about 3:30, and your thighs are burning, and you're just trying to make it back down the hill. And
you can't stop, and he has no intention of stopping.
He got some flat light hitting. The downloading run is icy.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Anymore and just go. just go to the opera ski.
Skip the fast forward button.
Just skip the skiing and then go to the opera ski. But yeah, I'm going to go with the four.
I was that kid.
Yeah.
I was 12 years old. What, pizza? No.
Yeah.
We French fry that all the
French
way.
French fries.
Yeah. Last time I was in Colorado, that's when it hit me that I was like, you don't know how you slow down. I mean, I was that kid.
It's not a ski trip with my dad until he just curses out a 5-year-old kid.
Now, does he shake his fist?
And talks about it for the next 6 to 7 hours about how mad he was at this child.
I like
for
it.
Almost
something to talk him. About while you're throwing back all those quadra hobbies.
Yeah. But to be fair, like, yeah, you could really hurt someone that way.
What do you got, Mark?
Oh, I'm not going to buck any trends. Four it is.
Four, yeah.
I'd say this is real easy drinking. It's good. I like how balanced. There is a lingering bitterness, but it's still, I don't know, a little more balanced for me. Reminds me of the good old days. I'm in.
Yeah, it definitely does have a lingering bitterness that I really enjoy in this season. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a real IPA.
Very true.
And what exactly is a real IPA these days? Lines are blurred.
That probably offends some people.
Yeah. There's a lot of IPAs out there, all different kinds.
Yeah, I like them all, too.
Yep.
So next week, we got a fun episode.
What are we talking about?
Space Grant.
Space Grant's on?
Yeah.
All right.
Releasing it next Friday in the tap room, and this is a pretty big deal.
I'm excited about it.
Well, give us a teaser. It's not a spoiler. It's a teaser. Tell us a little bit about this brand.
So, it's called a tease in radio.
Just tease this a little bit.
Just tease it.
After this break.
So a little tease on it. It is called Stargazer, and we've gotten a pretty famous astronaut involved. That's all I'll say about it.
Whoa, that is a tease.
Yeah, none of those mid to low grade astronauts.
Yeah, we got straight to the top.
Top shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a long Wikipedia page.
Ooh, not top shelf, because most of those astronauts are dead. But still,
this is
really top shelf.
This is after the Apollo program.
Yeah, it was post-Apollo as part of the Discovery series of missions.
Oh, cool.
We'll leave it there. And tune in next week if you want to know.
Be in the know.
Space Grant Stargazer, black IPA with coffee.
With coffee. Crimson Cup coffee. Is that too much? Did I give away too much?
No, I think it's great. Well, it's going to be right on the label.
People want to tune in even more.
Yeah. Cool.
And you might be able to tune in on Instagram Live next week.
Yeah, we're going to give that another go.
For those of you that tuned in this week on Instagram Live and couldn't hear us.
Yeah, we realized pretty quickly we don't talk that loud in this room for it to be picked up by my phone in the corner. So we'll see if we can rig something up and get a direct audio line. And I don't know if it works out and people like it. Maybe we'll just do that every week.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. You can hear all the stuff
you
we have to edit out.
All the uncut.
The uncut Beers with Brewers podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. Then we're talking about ski accidents.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get some Ray Rays tomorrow. So I would recommend that for anyone coming down here to the tap room. I haven't had Ray Rays, I think, all year so far.
It's a slump. Yeah.
What do you think you'd want to have tomorrow alongside your Quadrahopic IPA version 201?
Vinny Special.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a Chris Special. I'm here to tell you, Vinny just straight stole that ship from Chris.
There's some controversy floating around the lane. Yeah.
Naming rights are for sale, apparently.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I heard Chris say it first, too, because he was talking about meat sundaes, and I know this would be a thing. Yeah. I think Vinny stole it.
I've come to terms with it. I'm okay with it.
He's letting Vinny have it, but I think the story needs told. That's all.
Well,
we could do a three-part series on Beers with the Brewers investigative journalism.
Beers with the Brewers investigates.
It's going to be a new serial podcast.
Yeah, picked up by Wondery.
CSI BWTB.
All right. Well, anyway, come on down, eat some barbecue, drink some beer, and.
Peace out.
Tip your bartenders, too.
Tip your bartender.
See you next week.
Cheers.
See you later.
Pew, 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 201.